second, please.
We're in a cultural war,
How do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
The culture war is back.
Well, let's get it started. It's the culture war, and this is that time of, and the time of the week, Tuesdays after 9 o'clock, when we talk about things that are out there in our culture that we have to address and maybe make some sense of, put it into perspective, give it context, and you get the drill. Helping us in that regard again, joining us in studio this morning, Greta Vosper, who's the minister at the West Hill United Church, founder of the Center for Progressive Christianity. Good morning, Greta.
Good morning, John.
On the line, the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie of the Canada Christian College. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greta.
Morning, Charles.
Charles, the last time we spoke, I think it was late last week, there was a report that came out of PEI, a new guide from the government that's telling parents that it's natural and healthy for young children to touch the private parts of familiar adults and to look at nude pictures on the internet, videos, magazines, and that parents shouldn't discourage their children from masturbation. It's a 7-page guide. It's titled Children's Sexual Behaviors, A Parent's Guide. And as I say, put out by the province, the Provincial Child Sexual Abuse Advisory Committee, providing a standard for what experts consider normal sexual behavior in children from preschool to grade 4. So we're talking about ages maybe 3 up to 9, somewhere in that wheelhouse, perhaps 10. And some of the things that are being advocated, or at least parents are being told that although they might feel uncomfortable to discover their children engaging in certain sexual behaviors, i.e. comparing genitals with their peer-aged friends, playing doctor, pretending to be the opposite gender, it's important not to overreact, to shame, embarrass, or discipline the child. You flipped out. You thought that this was a manifesto to lead children into the indoctrination of sexualization at a very young age. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Charles, but that's the takeaway I got when we talked about this late last week. I want to turn to Greta Vosper now. Greta, I mean, with this sexual guide put out by the province and PEI, and similarly here in Ontario, I think there's something also on the agenda from the province. What do you make of this? Is this overly sexualizing young kids, or is this something that's important for parents to have as a primer on how to deal with these things that come up?
I think the latter, obviously, John. I think that children explore their world in a variety of ways, and they explore their own bodies in a variety of ways. There are not areas of our body that have no nerve sensation on them until we suddenly reach a certain age. And so children are curious, and they want to explore things. I think that the guide is saying if these things happen, don't become histrionic. That might have even more of a negative effect on your children. Recognize that it's a natural thing and guide them in the direction that you'd want to guide them to make that a behavior that is perhaps not public, but something that's private, that, you know, and put some clarity around what is appropriate and what isn't to your child. I don't think that the guide is saying all children do this. The guide, I think, is saying if children do this, don't get upset. There are other things that you need to be much more attentive
to. So you don't
to
have
that
to
may
flag this. Don't
have
to flag it as aberrant behavior because the guide is calling it natural and healthy.
Absolutely.
For children up to ages 5, for example, to put something in their own genitals or in their bum one time for curiosity or exploration. So a parent shouldn't flip.
I don't think a parent should flip. I mean, it's like any situation that your child gets into that seems to be, oh my goodness, what's going on here, whether it's sexual or otherwise, you need to address it with a calm clarity and guide them in the direction that you want them to go. So, you know, obviously it's dangerous to put something in your genitalia and, you know, take a walk to the park, right? I mean, that's going to be a problem. So you talk to a child about that, but you don't start screaming at them or take them to psychologists or, you know, suggest to them that there's something really wrong with them.
So for the province, though, to put out this guide, you see it as being helping responsible parenting.
Absolutely.
Charles?
Well, that's the dangerous position left. And unfortunately, that is the norm of our educational system today. This is a sample where this guide begins by saying children's sexual interest peaks between the ages of 3 and 6.
Hey, Charles, now, can I ask you something very quickly here? Are you on a landline? If you are, could you pick up? I mean, we need for clarity purposes. I mean, if you're on speakerphone, could you pick up, please?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not on a landline, and I don't have it on a speakerphone.
All right. So continue on then.
Okay. The problem is that this type of material then enters into the government's position on sexualizing children. And the problem there is that then we say that this is natural and healthy behavior for a child to touch the genitalia of a familiar adult. Well, that's why we have an epidemic. One out of three children sexually molested before the age of 18. And furthermore, this is why we have reduced penalties for child rapists down to as little as 2 weeks. Why? Because we say this is natural and healthy behavior. And by the way, the author of this material, Randall Fletcher, he is infamous for testifying at rapist trials and then seeing the people get 90 days, or I have another example of a rapist getting a year, and you know, you're out after 4 months.
All right, so you're saying we ought not to condone this or try to shroud it in a patina of legitimacy, that this is just child play as they're sexualized beings. You don't see them as being sexualized beings at the ages of 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever.
No, they're absolutely not sexualized. And this is
Greta, you're shaking your head.
I think that children explore their world and they explore their bodies. And exploring their bodies is not something that is bad. Exploring the bodies of the people who are familiar and close to them is not something that is bad. Teaching our children values and how to be with their bodies and with other people is an important part of parenting. And if you do that naturally and you don't lay histrionic religious upset over top of that, then you end up with children that are confident sexually.
Well,
and
I'm sorry, Greta, but that is sick.
Seriously, Charles, that's ridiculous. To call that sick, to say that raising a child naturally with a natural understanding of their own healthy sexuality is sick?
For you to say that for children to explore the bodies of adults is natural and healthy, that is sick.
Well, are we misrepresenting?
I'm not saying to enter into sexual intercourse or enter into sexual behavior with the adult, but for a child to reach out and touch a parent that they're familiar with, that perhaps they shower with, I don't think that that's inappropriate. I think that that will naturally happen as a child will reach out and touch, you know, a fuzzy caterpillar or whatever. That was probably a bad image.
But wait a minute. So you think, for example, a 4 or 5 year old still showering or bathing with their parent is okay?
Yeah. Okay. Of course I do.
Well, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking.
But that
about,
is what we're talking about no, here, Charles. We're talking about normal situations.
Do you want me to hang up or should I talk?
Well, give us your say. Go ahead quickly.
Well, we're not talking about a 4 year old having a shower. We're talking about a 4 year old touching the genitalia of an adult, and you say that's good and fine and natural and healthy. That is sick, and that's why we have such a rampant sexual abuse of children. When the sickos get caught, they don't even get put away for any time in prison. Why? Because we say that the children are sexualized from birth. And that is atrocious. It's horrific that our culture would do this to innocent little boys and girls, and it must stop.
All right, Charles, let me ask you as well. One of the things that is suggested in this parental guide put out from the province in PEI on children's sexual behaviors, and parents perhaps are conflicted and don't know where they're going to take their cues or their code, but they say it's natural and healthy for children up to grade 4 to, for example, pretend to be the opposite gender. Do you have a problem with that?
Sure, I do. I mean, this is not something that we should be advocating from a government document that we should be saying that it's...
But what if a little boy wants to dress up in his sister's clothing or something like that? Is that an issue and the parents ought to stop that?
No. Well, you know what? That's fine and that's up to the parent. It's not up to the government to then dictate this. And say this.
Well, it's not a dictat.
And the government is not actually coming up with this out of thin air. They have experts in the field that are advising them, and
experts.
That's where they're getting their information from.
Yeah,
and I don't think that children, Charles, now you need to wait. I don't think that we're talking about putting children in extraordinary circumstances. We're talking about children who are in natural settings with parents, with other siblings around the home. And I don't think that circumscribing that comes from any other place than a religious hysteria around sexuality, which we need to come to terms with, because that kind of hysteria has hurt and warped and upset more people than we could possibly count.
All right, let me get in here, Charles. I just wanted to set the table on this. As you've already heard, this is about a guide coming out from the province and PEI, Children's Sexual Behaviors, a Parent's Guide, and they advocate as normal sexual behavior some of the things we've mentioned, you know, playing doctor, you know, whether we call showering with a parent, and sometimes touching their private parts of somebody that they know as a parent. Is that problematic? And do you think the province is wrong to promote or tell parents to understand these things in the context of normal behavior and not freak out? Good idea or not, do you support this guide? Do you think it's done responsibly? Charles doesn't. Greta does. How do you feel?